Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. Yes, it's one of those wonderful shows where it's just me and you. No guests this hour. We will be just talking about our topic today, which is about the challenges of transformational work. And I'll share some stories and some words of warning and just share a different perspective about it, because sometimes I feel we tend to glorify this idea of doing transformational work, and it's filled with rainbows and unicorns and everything's hunky-dory all the time. And the truth is far from that, as anybody who seriously engages this work will let you know. But first, of course, we have our blog post from a couple of years ago, which actually is sort of the inspiration for today's show. And today's blog post is entitled, "The deep inner work is not about fixing. It is about uncovering what is present." When we delve into deep spiritual work, we can feel not good about ourselves. As we recognize more of our conditioning, we may feel that we have to fix ourselves, that there is something wrong with us for being the way we are, that we will never get to the end of all this work. It is a trap the mind sets for us. For the mind is always looking for something to fix, something to accomplish, yet the spirit knows otherwise. Actually, doing the deep inner work is more about uncovering than about fixing anything. For really, we do not need to be fixed. We feel this way because we lose sight of the fact that we are perfect. For how can someone be perfect and still be in pain? Ultimately, pain is not really the issue. The issue is the story we make up around the pain. And that story creates suffering. So when we dive into doing our own personal work, we can feel overwhelmed. Yet if we take a different perspective, it can be a much gentler process. For what we are really doing is just uncovering what is already there, not to get rid of it, but to shine a light on it. To bring to our awareness the conditioning that developed to help us survive. And we did survive. So perhaps we can be grateful to that conditioning for doing its job. As we bring it up to our consciousness, we can now consciously take control of our lives and allow that conditioning to sit beside us. To bring it to our awareness that the conditioning, to bring to our awareness the conditioning that developed to help us survive, and we did survive, so perhaps we can be grateful to that conditioning for its job. Oops. We are now in control. We are the ones driving the car. By uncovering what was there, we are not fixing ourselves. We are merely shining the light of consciousness on all the myriad aspects that reside within us, not to destroy them or get rid of them, to integrate them into our awareness and know that they are a part of us as well. Not to separate little demons that need to be exorcised from our souls. And as we shine the light of consciousness on more and more of our being, an interesting thing starts to happen. We start to feel more whole. Appreciation for these aspects of ourselves is easier to cultivate. Acceptance and love for ourselves emerge more fully. With each level of uncovering, we embrace our inner world a little bit more. It is not about working so hard until we die. For as we travel deeper into our own patterning, we are merely revealing more of who we really are to ourselves. And we can begin to love ourselves with all our faults and flaws and warts. As we come to the realization that we truly are not broken, and we truly do not need to be fixed. So how can you be gentler with yourself as you uncover these challenging sides of your own psyche? So this is a long one, and I wrote this one after hosting a ceremony a couple of years ago. And it was after hosting a ceremony, and then I participated in a ceremony myself. And it's just so fascinating how when we become more aware of what's really going on inside us, as we become more present to those uncomfortable feelings, those icky things that just don't feel that good, we have this tendency, all of us have this tendency of, oh, I just need to fix it. I just need to get past it. I just need to not be suffering so much anymore. I just need to feel better. And we fall into this trap so easily where we make up this story around our pain, around our suffering, you know, what we went through before as children or even young adults. There's all these stories around the trauma and the experiences that we had. And then because they're challenging, they're a little hard to accept, we feel like we have to get rid of them. We feel like I've just got to get out of this situation. I've just got to change myself. I've just got to get rid of these anxious, depressed, painful, hurtful sides of myself. And that story causes the alienation of those different sides of ourself. And instead of honoring, instead of seeing what those pieces of ourselves actually did for us and how they helped us and how they supported us in getting through whatever situation we were in that we needed to get through, that instead of honoring that and appreciating that, we treat it like a like a misbegotten child. We treat it like some part of ourselves, like an extra limb that we need to cut off. And it's that very attitude that really causes us the problem. And as we sort of uncover these levels of things, as we continue to do our work, sometimes it can feel like, oh my God, underneath that, there's this pain and there's that pain and there's this trauma and there's that trauma. And like, oh my God, there are all these things. Like, does it never end? And I hesitate to say this, but it doesn't end until we take our last breath. Because there's always something more to see about ourselves. There's always something more to discover. The thing to hold on to when we're in the midst of so much pain and suffering is that as we continue to do our work, things actually do get better. But it doesn't always seem that way. Because it seems like every layer we peel, there's another layer that we have to process and deal with and feel our way through. But every time we do, we're learning to embrace what's truly going on inside of us. It's kind of like we're learning to map our inner landscape. And some places on the inner landscape, there are these beautiful meadows and forests and mountains. And in other places, there are these dark, scary places. Maybe there's some deserts. Maybe there's some caves. And maybe there's some swamps. And maybe there's some quicksand that we can get stuck in if we're not careful. But what I have learned over the years of not just doing my own work, but working with other people and helping them to uncover their own inner landscape is that the more we uncover it, it's not about getting rid of anything. It's about shining a light on it. It's about exposing these unconscious aspects of ourselves, these unconscious programs that are sort of hiding in the shadows or in the dark, that are running us without our realizing that they're running us. And as we shine the light on one and then another and then another and then another, that now we can start to live from a more conscious place. And it's not that these programs and these mechanisms that we developed over time aren't there. Yes, they're still there. But they're no longer running the show. And sometimes this work is called shadow work. Sometimes it's called inner child work. Sometimes it's just, there are all kinds of names for it. But in the end, the names don't really matter. What it's really all about is just coming home to ourselves and coming to that place of self-acceptance, where we accept ourselves enough to honor everything that's brought us to where we are today. Because let's face it, everything we've been through, everything we've done, everything we've felt, all the tears we've cried, all the laughter, all the joy, all the pain, all of it makes us who we are today. And the fact that we're still here, still breathing, still living, means we did something right. Doesn't mean everything was perfect in our mind's perception of perfection. Spirit has a completely different perspective. Doesn't mean that everything we did feels good. Doesn't mean we didn't hurt people. Doesn't mean other people didn't hurt us. That's life. Life happens. Yet the more and more and more conscious we are to how we're showing up in the world, the more consciously we can live our life, the more in control we are consciously, and the less we are ruled by those hidden, unconscious, unaware sides of ourselves. And maybe, just maybe, as we continue to do our work, we learn how to call upon those different sides of ourselves when we need them. But it becomes a conscious choice, not a default action. So this is why this blog post is entitled, "The Deep Inner Work is Not About Fixing, It is About Uncovering What is Present." We're not broken and we don't need to be fixed. But then what's the work all about, if that's true? It's about uncovering what's here. It's about shining a light so we can see what's really going on inside of us when we show up in different situations. In particular, the situations that are challenging, that are difficult, that don't feel good. But not just those, even the good ones. Sometimes it can be challenging for us to take care of ourselves, to listen to praise, to listen to how people say, "Hey, great job, keep doing it." Sometimes the good stuff is the hardest stuff to hear. Anyway, so that's my blog post. "The Deep Inner Work is Not About Fixing, It is About Uncovering What is Present." And you can, of course, always read my blog. I publish it every Monday morning at 10 a.m. at talkradio.com/blog. I would love to get more feedback about what you how you feel about my blog posts. Actually, one of my loyal listeners, I really want to give her a shout out, Sanaya, sent me an email after we sent out the most recent newsletter and said how much she does appreciate the blog posts and everything. And I do see loyal listener Patty tuning in live and sharing. Thank you, as always. And if this is your first time tuning in, or maybe several times you've tuned in and you're listening to the show live, please put your comments in the comment section. It's just me and you, I promise. Any questions you have, any comments you have, I will get to them throughout my show. We have the whole hour to spend together, so let's have some fun. So that's the blog post. When we come back from our break, we'll dive into our topic for today, which is the challenges of transformational work. I guess we've already touched upon it. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here from New York City on talkradio.nyc. And we will be right back with the rest of our show in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is one of those shows. There's no guest. It's just me and you for the hour. And before I launch into today's topic, I do want to mention Sanaya's comment on the live stream. She says, yes, I can now accept that my journey has brought me exactly to where I am supposed to be and who I'm supposed to be. Love to see good or bad. Where else my inner work is taking me. Beautiful, Sanaya. That's exactly the point. That everything in our life is all about bringing us to exactly where and who we're supposed to be. And when we can really accept that and see that, it gives us a certain sense of liberation. It gives us a certain sense of peace. There's that knowingness that, like, yes, like, I'm good, life is good, things are the way they are for a reason. So thank you for sharing, Sanaya. And let me know, you know, what challenges maybe you would like advice on. And anybody else listening today, please post your comments in the comments of the live stream. So topic today is the challenges of transformational work. And I thought this might be, and I know actually, like, this is my first me-only show with no guest of 2024, just because the last couple of months I've had some wonderful guests in store. Well, actually, no, it's not. Is it the first? No, it's not the first because I had a guest cancel on me. But this is the first planned one. Let me put it that way. And so I wanted to delve upon a topic to really give you a different perspective of things, because I see it a lot that people tend to feel like, oh, when you're doing your personal development work, it's all about feeling great and rah, rah, and that kind of Tony Robbins-ish point of view that, you know, when I do my personal transformational work, that I'm just going to feel better, I'm going to be better, do better, and everything's so wonderful and great, and it's all going to be hunky-dory. And those of us who've been doing this for more than just a few days realize that, no, the path on the personal transformational work, it's not a smooth, easy hop, skip, and a jump down the road. That this work is tiring at times. That doing our personal transformational work can be really challenging. And the first part of the challenge is normally, and again, everyone's path is a little bit different. We're all unique human beings, and what we kind of go through is always unique to us. But normally what happens when we start on this path? The first thing is we begin to be a little bit more present to our lives, which in this society is a big deal. Because most of this society is about checking out distraction on your phone every 2 seconds. What's the latest social media? What's that TikTok video? Who's doing this? Who's calling me? Who's texting me? What am I doing? And we're normally so distracted and so checked out, we don't even feel what's actually going on right here, right now. And so when we start to be a little more present, we actually start to feel things we've been avoiding feeling for most of our lives. And that can be very difficult. Because if we don't feel good about ourselves, if we've have some pain we've been avoiding feeling, if we're worried, concerned, anxious, that all starts to come up and we actually feel it more than we did before. And we start thinking to ourselves, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I'm doing this work. I'm supposed to be feeling better and I'm actually feeling worse. Huh? And that's one of the really, I don't want to say secrets, but it's one of the unexpected aspects of doing this deep personal transformational work, that we actually feel worse before we feel better. Because what normally happens, it's true for me as it is for anyone else, is we stuff down and we avoid feeling those things that we don't want to feel because they don't feel good. And it can be everything from feeling the pain of having been abused as a child, whether it was physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually. Or it could be feeling the pain of the neglect that maybe our parents just weren't available emotionally, or they just weren't there physically because they were working all the time. Of just the pain of not having our own needs met. Or maybe, as in my case, it's that feeling of not feeling good because it felt like we were compared to our brothers and sisters or other kids or cousins. that you know, we just don't feel good about it. And so when we start doing this work, we have to face those pains. It's the first step towards feeling better, because as long as we're stuffing down those feelings, as long as we're running away from those uncomfortable feelings, they're still driving us. They're still controlling our actions and our choices and our decisions. And no, Logan, I am not calling you out. I am calling myself out. But you see, here's the thing. If what I'm saying like rings a bell for yourself, if what I'm saying is like, oh my God, how does Sam know? Is he following me around with a camera? How did he know how what I'm doing, how I'm feeling? I only know it because I do it myself. Because it's my path. You know, a facilitator I worked with, my first facilitator I worked with, you know, 10 years ago, he said, you know, your problem is you're fine feeling the good feelings. You're not so fine feeling the uncomfortable feelings. And of course, my wife spent many years reminding me of that fact over and over again. As true as it may be, it still doesn't mean we want to hear them. And so when we face these truths about ourselves, it's not easy. And it's the only way forward. And by admitting to ourselves that, yes, this is true. You're absolutely right. Sam is calling me out on his show. I don't know how he knows what's going on inside of me, but somehow he does. And when we can first start to admit that that's true and be okay with that, the first thing is we just have to be okay with the fact that we do avoid not feeling good. We don't like to feel bad. Nobody does. Once we admit that, then we can be more present to it. That's the uncovering. That's the shining the light on what's there. But we're not shining the light on it to make ourselves feel bad. We're shining the light on it so we can make a more conscious decision about how we live. And that, you know, sometimes we're very consciously going to say, you know what? I'm feeling too uncomfortable right now. I know this might not serve me, but I'm going to go check out. I'm going to go play a video game or do something on my phone or watch a video or a movie to make me feel better, because this is just too uncomfortable right now for me to deal with. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that choice because it's a conscious choice. Now, it doesn't mean we keep making that same choice over and over and over again. But we want to be okay sometimes making that choice, so that then we can also be okay making a different choice. And that after we've spent enough time kind of...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Being aware that we're running away from something, that we stop and we say, you know what? Enough's enough. I really got to pay attention to this. I got to dive into these uncomfortable feelings, and I have to start to really change, because the way I've been showing up for myself in my life just hasn't been serving me. So, when we come back from break, I'm going to share some mistakes that I've made along the way and what I've learned from those mistakes, and hopefully what can help you along your path as well. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Just you and me today. So please share your comments on the live streams. And we will be right back to continue our discussion of the challenges of transformational work in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour all about the challenges of transformational work. And I've kind of been talking about generalities, but they're generalities that I've experienced myself. And perhaps they're something that you've experienced yourself in your life. Now, let's talk about some specifics. How do these challenges show up? So here's an example from my own, from doing my own work over the last, 15 years. When I started training to be a facilitator in the work that I'm doing now, I had a mentor who was very challenging for me. He's very challenging for me in a number of ways. First, I had come to this training with a lot of knowledge and background and things that I did beforehand. I've been doing energy medicine work for, I don't even know how long I've been doing it now for. It's probably, 19 years or something, but I've been doing it, many, many years before I came to this. I had a lot of skills, and I was also kind of older than the other people training. I mean, I was in my 50s, they were in their 30s. So there was a certain maturity that I brought, and I felt like it was never recognized, and I was treated just like everyone else. And I didn't feel like I was just like everyone else. And I felt held back by this person, and they were a bit of a bully, I would say. They had a very aggressive side to themselves. And so it was really kind of tough dealing with them. But for this particular lineage, there was no other mentor around in the New York area that I could work with. So I just kind of took it and kept moving forward. But because I never really confronted this resentment, because I never really stood up for myself in front of him, I would do things to try and get around stuff. You know, I'd try and take shortcuts. And what happened was I met a woman who was facilitating certain types of groups. And so someone had connected me and I hosted her in our wellness center. And I thought, you know what, if I work with, and this wasn't necessarily a conscious thought. This is, again, how revealing sort of the unconscious things going on, how it can affect, because it wasn't so much a conscious thing of me thinking, truly thinking to myself, you know what, if I work with this woman, I can, she can be sort of the leader and I can support her and I can already start leading groups and doing stuff. It was more like I just, you know, that was the unconscious, unspoken, unaware motivation. And because it was something I wanted so much and I felt held back, I ignored the red flags. I ignored what was right in front of me. And so eventually it blew up in my face because this woman turned out to be very unstable. We ended up having a fight over something very minor, very stupid. And it was really inconsequential in some ways. And because of this fight, she ended up like contacting people in the organization and saying things, I did this and did that, that I didn't do. And really kind of got me in trouble. And it set me back. It set me back at least 6 months, if not a year, in my training because of what happened. And it was a real lesson for me because I was trying to take a shortcut. And this is what happens so often is we're in a rush. We're not really facing the real challenge in front of us. So then we try and get around it. And then by trying to get around it, we actually make things worse for ourselves and it ends up taking longer. And so, and I literally, when all this blew up in my face, I thought I was going to get kicked out of the training and I'd lose being able to do the work in this lineage. And then I realized when I saw the possibility of losing it, it really affected me deeply. It really was like, oh my God. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed because this work was so important to me that the possibility of losing it because of doing something stupid like that, it really hurt me. It hurt myself. I hurt myself. But it showed me really what was going on there. And it took me a long time to deal with it. And, you know, there are probably still some aspects of it I haven't fully processed and worked through. But again, this is just an example of how when we don't shine a light on what's there and we don't allow ourselves to be fully present to what's going on, it actually gets us in trouble in the end. Now, again, am I making myself wrong for what I did? No, I couldn't have made any different choice because that's where I was at the time and I was doing the best I could and I just couldn't make a better choice because if I could have, I would have. You know, if I could see what I was doing, if I could have pulled myself out and had a more objective view of what's going on, you know, I would have heard the signals and the way the woman complained about people. And I would have noticed those red flags and I would have like, no, you know what? I got to shut this down now before it gets worse. But I didn't. So now that I've had that experience and I've learned that lesson, I'm much more aware of those red flags and I'm much more careful about how I engage with people and making sure that I don't end up in another situation like that. So, did it serve me? Yes. Was it painful and difficult? Yes. Did I learn from it? Absolutely. Was I aware of what I was doing at the time? No. Did it feel good? No. Right? But that's what it's like when we're on our path towards transformational work. Right? The sides of ourselves come up that cause trouble that we never even knew were there. And it was like, what the fuck? You know, what was that? So that was a big lesson for me. And yeah, it didn't feel good for quite a long time afterwards. But I can admit that now. I can be present to it. I can admit it without making myself wrong. And that's the key thing. I'm just like, that's where I was. And I'm okay with it. Do I wish I had not made that mistake and didn't delay my graduation, you know, but by having all that? Of course. Of course I would rather learn by grace than learn by karma, as they say. But that's life. That's what happens. And I mean, I'm giving you just one instance, and when we come back from break, I'll share some more stuff, but I'm pulling back the curtain and giving you a peek into my own process to kind of dispel the mystery around it, so that everyone gets this idea that doing our work, it's challenging. And sometimes when we're in the middle of it, we're like, oh my God, why do I have to be so conscious? Can't I just go back to sleep and living life unconsciously and not caring and not being so aware of all this stuff so I can just feel better? Unfortunately, you can't. Well, I mean, you can. I'm sure there are people who do, but most of the time it's sort of like once we've stepped onto this path, once we've made the decision to start learning to live more consciously, to live with more awareness and presence of what's going on right here in this moment, it's really hard to go back. I've not met anybody who's gone back. I have met people who, without the right support, ended up getting really twisted and messed up. But with the right support, with the right facilitator, with the right guidance, you're not going to go back. We get on this path, and this path is where we're going to be for the rest of our life. And today, I wouldn't have it any other way. Are there moments in the past where I wish that wasn't so? Absolutely. But from where I am today, I wouldn't have it any other way. All right. So it's time for us to take our last break of the show. When we come back, I'll share a little bit more and we'll wrap this all up about the challenges of transformational work and why it's okay that there are challenges of the transformational work and how to be okay with our challenges along the way. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So we've been talking all this hour of sort of the challenges of transformational work. And as I see loyal listener Sanaya saying, this is true. You can't unsee or unravel your awareness. Absolutely. So what do we do? We're traveling along this path of becoming a more conscious human being. And what do I mean by more conscious? To be more conscious is to be more aware, more awake, more present. And presence is really key because there is so much power in being present in any situation, whether it's a business situation, a personal situation, a family situation. When we're really present to what's going on inside of ourselves and most present to what's going on with other people, we can really have a better experience. So what do? We're on this path and things are not always working out the way we expect. And we begin to notice more and more of how do we feel when things don't go the way we expect. And it's sort of a reattuning our acceptance of ourselves, especially when things don't go our way. Because normally when things don't go our way, we make up all these stories and we drag the past into the present and make ourselves wrong for where we are or what we're doing. And the more we see this, the more we're aware of this, the more we're conscious of this, we can make a different choice. We can choose not to make ourselves wrong, to accept ourselves where we are, and to move forward in the way we actually want to move forward. That we don't have to keep telling ourselves that same story over and over and over and over again. That we are strong enough now. That we are capable enough. That we're willing. Willingness is so key. That we're willing to face the difficult truths about ourselves. My wife and I, we have a lot of challenges because we're completely different people. I mean, so opposite. I'm an Aquarius Pisces. She's a Taurus. I'm a tiger in Chinese zodiac. She's a dragon. I mean, she's very grounded. I fly up into spirit so easily. And that causes challenges because while we complement each other so well, when you're so different, you have a different view of the world. You show up in a different way, and that causes friction. And sometimes we're better at seeing that friction when it occurs, and sometimes we're not as good. And she is very present, has to deal with things, isn't running away, like has got to be there. And I'm like, I'm there, but I'm checked out. I'm just gone. My old me. And so in the past, when we'd have challenging conversations, I would just be checked out, not emotional, not present, not feeling what I'm feeling because of past experiences and past traumas. Like that was how I made it. That's how I got through it. But that way of being, that way of showing up wasn't working for me anymore. And as a matter of fact, it was just causing more and more and more trouble between us. And it took a long time for me to be able to be present with those difficult situations, to stop running away internally. It's not an external running away. I never ran away externally, but internally I was running away. To stop running away and to say to myself in a way, okay, I can be here. I can deal with this. I can feel these uncomfortable feelings and still be present. Now, that doesn't sound like such a big deal in some ways, but it was a very big deal for me. And whatever your core challenge is on your transformational path, it's going to be probably a different one. Maybe it's the same one. And when you actually deal with it, when you actually show up in a different way than you have in the past, things start to shift and change. And things get better because we're getting better. And it does require being present to a lot of uncomfortable feelings and situations. It does mean having to do things that can be very scary. When you're in a relationship with someone and that relationship is not working or not working the way it is, to be able to say, look, this isn't working. Either we need to split or we need to change, one or the other, but it can't stay the same. And that's really hard, especially if you've been in a relationship with someone 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years. The longer it is, and maybe you're married, maybe you have kids. I don't have kids, but maybe you have kids and you've stayed together because of the kids. And it's just, even though it's challenging and it's hard, it's all you know, and it's scary to like disrupt that, even though it doesn't really work for you anymore. So the challenge of doing the transformational work is that sometimes once we've done the work and we realize that all these things that we've been running away from, we now have to deal with, can be uncomfortable. And maybe it's not about your relationship with your partner. Maybe it's about relationship with your boss or at work or your business. Maybe you realize that you really hate the work that you do and you need to do something different, or you want to do something different now, but you've never done anything different, so you don't know what to do. And stepping out on that path of the unknown is really scary. And the reward for stepping out on that path is greater fulfillment, greater joy, greater happiness. Not full-time happiness, not constant and only happiness. Life has all kinds of aspects to it, and it's about opening up to all of it. So while there are challenges in doing this transformational work, there's also great rewards. And from somebody who's still in the middle of their path, as much as I work with other people and I help other people to get on this path and travel on this path, I've just been maybe at it a little bit longer than they have. By no means am I done. Like I said, I'm not done with this work until my last breath. While there are challenges, there are beautiful moments. There are amazing, amazing times ahead. And I'll finish off with a comment from loyal listener Sanaya. I'm so glad you're tuning in live, Sanaya. When I hit an emotional roadblock, I have to remind myself that the energy that I need to progress is on the other side of that emotional block. I used to run to a safe place inside myself to quiet my spirit, but I convince myself now to bulldoze or chip away at the issue, journaling or meditating to get little piece of light poking through at a time until the transition gets smoother. Yes, very good, Sanaya. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm very, very happy to hear that. Because, yeah, it's easy to run away. It's not so easy to stay present. And, yeah, maybe it's not about bulldozing. Maybe it's just about finding what works for us to be able to stay here in the here and now. Because pretty much the here and now is all we really have. So thank you all for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this show. Whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording afterwards or you're listening on a podcast platform, please share this show with your friends. Leave us a review on the podcasting platform. I'd really appreciate that. If you're watching the videos or you're playing it off the website, share it on social media. Let other people know about it. Don't keep me a secret, okay? So thank you all for tuning in. I so appreciate you. Next week, we have a wonderful guest. I do hope you'll tune in for it. And remember, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc or on your favorite podcasting platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. Or on your favorite social media channel, you can always find us on youtube.com/talkradionyc or facebook.com/talkradionyc or Twitter or LinkedIn. Just look for Talk Radio NYC and you'll find us. Thank you all so much. Take care. We will speak to you all next week.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health. And each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.